Anything you want to add to anything you said today?
I think I'd just like to make a comment about how incredibly important my oncologist was to me, the oncologist that treated me, and how I really felt that my life was in his hands. And I had complete and total faith in what he advised me to do. And it's a remarkable gift that our patients give to us. And I think that it's good to always be mindful of that.
What do you mean by the gift that our patients give to us?
They really turn their lives over to us, I think, and put their faith in us and really follow what we tell them to do and really believe that, almost elevate us to the level of God, because that's one of the ways of dealing with the intense fear that cancer brings. You have to believe that somebody is going to be able to walk this path with you, and that somebody is got the right answer, or is certainly going to lead you to find the best answer that can be found.
I take it that your perception of this changed a lot when you became a patient.
Mm-hmm. I was reminded again how important an oncologist is. I actually decided to go into oncology when I had my first cancer, the Hodgkin's disease, when I was 21. And I was under the care of a wonderful oncologist who actually is still practicing. He just inspired me. He's just such a confident, intelligent person that when he talked to me and we made eye contact, I just knew I was going to be okay. I just could tell from his manner.
What's this conversation been like for you?
I've actually been waiting to have this conversation with somebody for a long time. I'd like to tell people about my experience. I think it's somewhat unique, and I'd like to talk to other oncologists about what it's like to have cancer. You know, I'm hoping that maybe I can shed some light on what it's like from the patient perspective and how important our interactions with our patients really are.
Do you think that in some way there's a exaggerated fear of cancer, that there's, you know, heart disease causes morbidity and mortality, a lot of other diseases cause morbidity. There's something about cancer that maybe is even exaggerates the threat that it poses, or do you think that it's real?
I think most people equate the word cancer with death.
Do you think that's appropriate?
No. I mean, if we look at how many cancer survivors there are, I mean, the majority of people that are diagnosed with cancer are going to survive their cancers. But it still is a very frightening word.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Breast Cancer Update.